Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Yes, folks, I'm back.
They left the door open. I came in the back door, and they said, call security.
My name is Emerson, and you're not. Welcome to School Talk.
Hey, I so love it. I love me some Ben Davis High School. I really do. Good morning, everybody.
Really?
And, yeah.
Really?
And now live in my station, all up in here, is station manager John Easter.
Woo!
And my awesome senior age producer going to college where?
Ball State.
You better go to college because I'll come across this counter, go upside your head with a wet noodle. You better go to college.
I am. I'm going to college.
I call your mama
going
too.
To Ball State. You said it like that.
My producer, Trayon McClendon, otherwise known as Trey Wizzy.
Yeah.
Try.
I haven't heard you do that this year.
He probably told him not to do it on the air. I'm just kidding.
I didn't tell him not to.
I did too. I did one time. I said, don't do that. He said, why? I said, don't do that. He said, why? I didn't. No, go do it. Do it for me.
He's tired.
He needs more coffee. He needs more coffee.
Maybe at the end.
Yeah. Hopefully, some shout outs right now. Hopefully, hope everybody had an awesome Thanksgiving. Didn't eat too much turkey, ham, chicken, all that good stuff. I did.
Guilty.
I'm guilty.
It was good. I just wish I had me some C2K. KYs.
You didn't have none? You didn't get any?
No.
They're hard to clean. I mean, they're not hard to clean.
They're hard to find,
they're hard
too.
To find.
Yes, because I don't know.
I'll tell you what. When we or someone else I know cleans them, I'll let you know. Because I'm not cleaning no KYs. KY, email me. I'll let you know what that is. You don't know what KYs are. I'll let you know later. And thank you, Mr. Easter, for 2 weeks ago, holding down the big shoe. It was a Friday before
I've slept since then. Oh, yeah. I remember now.
You've been busy, man.
Yeah, I know.
Did jazz this morning.
Smooth jazz.
Did smooth jazz. Appreciate that. And also CJ Jazzy Kids and Courtney, hosts with the Moses, the jazz kids.
Yeah, I suggested that we just put CJ on the payroll. He was here from like noon all the way up to like 8 o'clock last night. He's like Trey Weezy.
Yeah, so he was very appreciated what he did yesterday. Students just love what they're doing in the radio station. You got to make them go home.
Go home.
You said hostess with the mostest. I spoke with one of your past hostess with the mostest.
Kiki?
Yeah, she called me yesterday. So.
Yeah, Kiki.
How's she doing?
She's doing fine in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Wow.
North Carolina. Well, she couldn't have got there. It wasn't for parental. Speaking, talking, speech 101.
I was cleaning. We had a little equipment installed in my office this week, so I was cleaning it out, and I found an article that somebody had written on you. It was from the Star when we went out to Chick-fil-A years ago.
Yeah.
And you were like, got to make sure people speak the King's English. So there you go. We're still working on that.
That's all right. Super Jay Johnson, when he was a disc jockey here in Indianapolis, Indiana, when I was a state trooper, I used to go visit Jay a lot. And you could not come on his radio show unless you knew how to speak the King's English. Wasn't a lot of slang back in the day. You know, you had to talk to communicate. Communication is money. Speaking of communication, what's on the big board?
The big board.
Father.
Oh, okay, all right. Let's back up. We got a button for that. Let's do it right.
The big board.
Hey, Mr. Producer. Yeah. What's on the
big board?
I still messed it up. Let's try it again. What's on?
The big board.
For all the students out there at Ben Davis High School, final exams is from December 14th through the 16th. The Ben Davis Lions Club Pancake Plus Sausage Breakfast is from 7 to 11 a.m. December 10th at Ben Davis University High School. The Winter Band Concert is Tuesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. in the Ben Davis High School Auditorium. The Ben Davis Theater presents A Christmas Carol December 9th, 10th, and 11th, with the 9th and 10th shows taking place at 7:30 p.m. and December 11th, 2 p.m. The Ben Davis boys basketball team is at Pike tonight with tip-off at 7:30, and then followed by another game tomorrow, Saturday night, against Arlington at Ben Davis with tip-off at 7:30 p.m. The Lady Giants basketball game took part last night, but
we lost.
Yeah.
I was there for first half. Then went home and listened to the radio.
Lawrence North. That was fun, too. Lawrence North.
They're a bunch of freshmen?
Yes, four freshmen on that team. They got a bunch of sophomores and freshmen and juniors and one senior.
Yeah.
And they looked pretty good last night. I got to give them credit. They had the Giants down most of the game. Ben Davis made a run, got it to 41-40, and then couldn't hit the big shot. Yeah. That's, you know, it's 57 straight games. Mm-hmm. They had won at home up till last night, 30-some straight, holding the queen of the county. I mean, all good things come to an end at some point. And you just got to salute what this program has done and what Coach Lentz is trying to get them to do now. So
I encourage the fans, come on, come on out. I mean,
keep coming out.
The game is exciting. I mean, regardless, the game is still exciting.
Well, and regardless, this is still one of the best teams in the state.
Man.
So
keep
don't get down on your Lady Giants. No. They're still right there. What is it they put on a program a couple years ago? Never turn your back on a Giant.
Never.
Never turn your back on these Lady Giants because they could be in Terre Haute.
Yep.
Your hometown.
Hometown.
Later this year.
Is that where?
The state finals.
Oh, is that where the state finals is?
Yeah, they're down in Terre Haute this year.
Oh, hometown rolling. We can do that.
The Holman Center.
See, we do that. We got it. We got to get there.
Marion County Tournament kicks off on Tuesday, and the Lady Giants will be playing Decatur Central right here at Ben Davis. Actually, the first two rounds of county will be at Ben Davis. So,
cool.
No excuse.
Already.
County. I know. No excuse for you not to come out and support Ben Davis Lady Giants because they really deserve it.
Yep.
And they're a different kind of team this year.
Yep.
Much more of an inside-based team.
It's hard losing Miss Basketball. I know. Yeah. Hey, it's we have it every year. We
can't replace Miss Basketball.
Every year, I mean, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll
be all right.
Be a good game.
Hang in there with
them. Yeah. That's
the big board.
That's the what?
Big board.
The what?
Big board.
Push the button. The big board. I like that. Oh, yeah, I'll do it again. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It's live radio, y'all. I can do it again. The big board. There it is.
And look, the big board. Yeah. And then at the end, they went,
A little Aflac duck on Kathy. You see the Aflac duck on Kathy?
Yeah, I know.
That'd be kind of a bad, serious. Okay, they're going to take me away, Sam. But anyway,
you're quacking me up this morning.
I quack.
Aww.
I can't match that one. I can't. Can you?
It's pretty bad when you boo your own jokes.
Yeah, I can't match that one.
I'm laughing at the facial expressions. They can't see the facial expressions.
You don't have one. You sleepy. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm not sleepy. I'm just a little
sleepy.
Yeah.
But go to bed at night. I done homework. Homework done early. When you get out of school, do your homework first.
Well, that's if I went straight home.
I'm telling your mama. What's your mama number? Call me right now.
I usually go to school and then go to work.
I kind of, well.
Or I go to school, come in here, the BDTV, and then go to work. It depends.
Okay.
Or John King's.
Yeah. Well, earlier this morning, Mr. Easter talked about, we was going to talk about life after high school. But, you know, before you even get out of high school, your parents got to be involved. So I want to harp on the parents just a little bit about parental involvement. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got to have it. I mean, like last night the game. You heard the parents of the girls.
Oh yeah, they were involved.
I mean, it was a couple of times. I'm actually on both sides for Lawrence North and for the Ben Davis parents. You heard them involved with their basketball players and involved with referee and how the call went.
I was rather involved too.
You know, so and that's what it's all about, being involved, because you know parent involvement is not a luxury. It's a part. It's a necessary part of the young person going through high school and getting to the next level of that secondary education, college, y'all. Because nowadays high school diploma just don't do it.
Right. Mm-mm. Right.
It just don't do it. And I know Trey Wizzy, Mr. Hey. Trion, yeah,
I can't do it.
And Mr. Eastern,
Noah,
a lot of young people. Who are a number of young people who didn't make it through high school, and we know where some of them are at right now.
Right,
mm-hmm. It's not a good place.
No,
you know, it's not like
some of our students come through here, and my voice goes away. But excuse me,
Aflac quack got it.
There we go. Some of our students come in, and you know, they find their place, and they go to college, and they spread their wings, and they fly away, and they go, and they're doing. Like Jordan Little, for example, just this week, Jordan Little, BDTV student. He was one of those BDTV students that would always he was always here late on Thursday night, putting together in the newscast. Mm-hmm. Always went with you to Elkhart to cover Obama in 2009.
Exactly.
I think he was class of 2009. Mm-hmm. But Jordan Little, tremendous BDTV student. He was a production assistant on Man vs. Food Nation, which is on the Travel Channel, I believe.
Travel Channel.
But right there in this week, he posted on his Facebook.
The credit. Right.
It said production assistant Jordan Little. And, you know, he was here, 3 years ago? Exactly. So you have students like that, that go to college, went to Full Sail, did a great job down there. Mm-hmm. You know, we had him in radio for a semester. He did a great job when he was on the radio, just a very conscientious student, did well. And then you have other students who come through the program, and for whatever reason, they do well here, and then they get out. And, you know, I was just talking to somebody about a student yesterday, and they were talking about how they got caught up with a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that happens.
Tried to follow the boyfriend to somewhere, and you know, got turned down some opportunities because they wanted to follow.
I'm in love.
Their boyfriend.
I'm in love.
She's now not in college. Right. And that's those are the kind of things that we're talking about this morning.
Yeah. And the teachers here, and for you parents that are listening, the teachers get that from the principal, superintendent all the way down. You know, they get how strong parental involvement is here in Wayne Township, not just Ben Davis High School. You know, and I like what Mr. McKinney used to tell me. You know, I'm a daddy.
Right.
I mean, I'm a father. You know, yeah, I'm the administrator, I'm the principal, but I'm a father.
Right.
You know, and he's a daddy. And when he's talking to young people in the hallways, it's like, you know, you're going to get a lecture from this man. You know, and you have to stand there because, you know, you're getting it from a father.
Right.
Not just a man who's in charge of the school. You're getting it from a dad.
Right.
You know, and that's huge. That is so huge. And who's on the line, Mr. Trey Wizzy? Is a daddy, my BD dad. Good morning, Don.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I support what you're saying all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought and felt that if all possible, at least one parent should be involved in the school, at least nothing else.
Yeah. If you can't get both of them, get one.
Huh?
If you can't get both of them, at least get one. I mean, I know. You know how working schedules are, and sometimes someone's working harder than the other.
And sometimes the kid don't have just one parent.
I know.
That's where the BD dads come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're BD dad, Don.
Oh, so yeah.
You know all about that.
Well, I'm still learning. I'm in college now.
Mm-hmm. But it's huge.
In fact, the parents never, my dad, until he got where he couldn't do too much, was still involved in my life. He's a long time out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Don, thank you for your time. Thank you for your call. And you talk about parental involvement, you know. When parents get involved, I mean, the students achieve more. And I'm saying, regardless of their background, the ethnic background, the racial makeup of the student or their family, when the parents are involved, that student, period, excels. It's just, I don't care who you are, if your mom and pops are involved, your grandmama's involved, somebody's involved, they love you, and they're involved with your high school education, you excel more. Because you get popped up the head, probably. Get back, you know, because they care about you.
Go ahead. No. Sorry.
I was going to put an input because I can relate to some of the stuff that you're saying, because I grew up, majority of my life, single parent. So my mom, and basically I used to cause my mom hectic in the classroom because I used to get in trouble so much. And like, one thing about my mother is she never gave up on me. So that's what motivated me to want to do better and want to like strive for excellence, because my mom always wanted better for me. But I never, like, when I was in elementary school and junior high, I was worried about getting in trouble or making the teacher mad or being funny. So I can relate to that. And my dad's been here off and on, but not more than my mom. So she's like my motivation and inspiration to go to school and finish school and go to college and do bigger and better things.
Exactly.
So. And your mom is involved. I mean, I want to credit her. I mean, she doesn't miss anything. And that's a credit to you, because that means you go home and you tell her what goes on. And you know, so many kids will go home and tell their parents. So many students go home and tell their parents, you know, what happened at school today? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
So much goes on.
What'd you learn? Well, I went to class.
Yeah. Went to sleep.
You know?
Teacher woke me up.
Right.
I got mad. Called the dean
in. And I might get in trouble when I say this, but if you're a parent, call the teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
find
yeah.
out.
I mean,
if
yeah.
You,
yeah.
If the teacher's not calling you, call them.
Yeah.
We don't mind.
Yeah.
We'll call you back.
Yeah.
You know? And that's it. Come in. Be involved. You know, so many times on Thursday nights, you see parents in here for BDTV coming in and just seeing what goes on in here. And, you know, so many times from my perspective as a teacher, I'm never threatened when a parent calls me because that means they care, you know.
That's so
if you don't hear from us, call us.
Yeah.
I feel that's important, too, that the parent builds the teacher, build a relationship with the teacher, too, because that'll make easier on the student and the parent and the teacher as well, because they know. Like Ms. Tisha said, that the parent cares.
And we're in it together.
Yeah.
It's not I would hope it's not an adversarial situation because we both want what's best for the child.
Right. And
student. We both want what's best.
Exactly. And when the parents get involved, you know, as it pertains to a positive attitude or behavior of the child, you get a better response from that child when the parents are involved.
Well, and also sometimes you get a better perspective about what's going on, because, you know, you can see that a student is maybe sleeping in your class and they shouldn't be.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, maybe a parent can clue you in, or as a teacher, if you're listening, call the parent, you know, and tell them, hey, so-and-so's sleeping in here every day. What's going on? And then there's a dialogue, because then maybe they could say, well, you know, like we've had this.
Mm-hmm.
We've had this situation. Well, the doctor just changed their medicine,
mm-hmm.
and this is what's going on with them. And, you know, the medicine's really kicking her butt right now, and that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know as a teacher what's going on. You know, if a parent shared that information, then you know as well. So, you know, sometimes it's not always what it seems, and you don't know that unless you communicate with people.
Do you think that, and I'll use Ben Davis as an example, that the teacher's morale is better when they have a good relationship with the parents?
I think it does
affect your morale.
I mean, there's no secrets. There's, you know, all the cards are on the table, so to speak.
I think it does.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
you know,
so too.
Think about Tandon Doss, you know, who's playing in the NFL with Baltimore Ravens. You know, I can see, I know the conversations went on throughout the years of his parents and the coaches and the teachers, you know, because I know the parents were totally, bring it back, just little, you know, even his parents, you know, without that parent involvement, you know, to help bring that child about, it's not going to happen, you know, because sometimes some things just don't, you know.
And this has been another edition of...
And that don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
And you know what? That's the end button.
Yeah, I figured that at the end. I see it.
Okay.
I see
this
that.
Like radio.
I'll try it again.
Let's try it again. Let's do it. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
You always laugh at me when I push on.
You know, because one thing is, what don't make no sense is we're out of practice. And I haven't done this segment in so long. And my hot button is gone. But when I talk about the Tandon Dawsons, you got the Stanley Burrell Jr. You got Carolyn Mays, Dave Calabro, Kevin Calabro, Christy Lee, Shira Eli, Corey Harris.
Try it again.
They did the right thing. And they made sense. But some things just don't.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now it's time for...
It don't make no sense. What I'm talking about, what don't make no sense is the cost of dropping out of high school.
Mm-mm.
Not just the personal cost. There's other things to keep in mind. For the individuals, 74% of dropouts say they would stay in school if they had a chance to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made a decision, but they really wish they would have done it differently. The average high school student dropout makes 27% less income per year than the average high school graduate. Over a lifetime, this adds up to over $250,000 in reduced personal capital. You could be a millionaire over your lifetime, but no. Without the high school diploma, you're making peanuts. You're not making peanuts. You can't afford the peanuts. High school dropouts live a decade less than graduates. They live less. They die sooner.
Is that because they're stressed?
Stress will kill you. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting the wrong, going the wrong way, living the wrong lifestyle.
Yeah.
All those play a part also. Your heart disease, diabetes, obesity, mm-hmm. stress. Yeah. All that. For the community loses out on your potential. You know, it just hurts all for the nation. It hurts the nation. Hey, President Obama said it well. I don't have his quote, but he actually made the statement that you dropping out of high school hurts the United States of America. You know, 8% of dropouts depend on the government for health care assistance. That hurts the ones that really, really, really need it. $158 billion or more is lost in revenue each year. And just face it, taxes is what pays for law enforcement. It pays for education. Well, education, taxes, property taxes, you know, in some states. You know, when you're not making any money, you're not paying any taxes. You know, I know folks don't like paying taxes, but that what keeps this country rolling. Each youth who drops out of school enters into a lot enters into a life of drugs and crime costs the nation. Now, I ain't saying every youth does that, but each youth that do it costs the nation a lot of money as it pertains to controlling and the health expenditures. So it don't make no sense to really
drop out
of high school. I mean, you can have so much, just stay in school and just stay the course, do what your parents say, do what the teachers say. And you can make this.
What you do? You just have the feeling to like drop out?
Or me? I'm a dropout.
I'm saying like in general, like the feeling to get it, because me personally, like I've got tired of school,
mm-hmm.
but I've never had that feeling like I'm done. Like I'm just can't take it no more. Just walk out, you know.
And you keep on living, you're going to get tired of a lot of stuff. I mean, sometimes you might get tired of working. You don't want to go to work. You're tired of this, you're tired of that. But that's really part of life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's part of life. You know, life to me, you know, I think if life was supposed to be easy, they would have called it a picnic instead of calling it something else. I love a picnic, boy. Man, give me a picnic basket. I'm like Yogi Bear, boy. I'm out there. Give me boo-boo. I'm gone, boy. Give me that picnic blanket. But life is hard. But it's great. It's hard, but it is great. And it's like United States of America. It's not perfect, but I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how I feel about that. And really, this has been
And this has been another edition of...
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Ben Davis High School, what we do here and what the teachers do here, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, they're going to do better. And when you say better, because our graduation rate grown from 65% in 2006 to 2010 when it was 83.3. Now, that there is, you know, caught up with the state average. But that alone is not good enough for the administrators and the superintendent of Wayne Township. They want better. They want better for your child. So 83.3% might be okay. It might meet the state's average. But we want above the state's average. We want 100%. If you can get 105, we'll take 105. You know, but it's not going to happen unless the parents get involved. Get involved. You know, James Brown wrote that song. Get up, get involved. Can't stand it. Get involved. Because Ben Davis High School, as folks know, three-year American high school in Marion County. You know, student population as of 2010 per IHSAA, nearly 3,500 students and a staff of 178. You know, it's a big school, but it's not that big. Your classes, Treon, the classes that you're in, you know the teachers know you, they know your parents. Those are just your classes. So therefore, so it's 3,500 kids. Each individual child has their own classes, their own teachers, and that breaks it really down to small.
Just some of them. Teachers, like, they don't know all their students, but they know, like, the ones that interact with them. So if you interact with your teacher, that's easier for you to interact.
I bet your teacher knows two type of people. The types that go on to be a Tandon Doss, and the types that go on to be a young Emerson Allen. A young Emerson Allen was a knucklehead, a high school dropout, didn't like going to school, and stayed in trouble. I bet the teacher knows him. Yeah. And I bet the teacher knows the one who's a Tandon Doss, or Stanley Burrell, or the Steve Ali, who's a jazz musician and composer, Lauren Chaney, Don Gummer, who's a sculptor, husband of Meryl Streep. You know that? He's from Ben Davis High School? Corey Harris, former NFL player. I bet the teachers knew that type of individual. Christy Lee, Shira Eli. Banks, Johnny's Banks. She's on that list. I mean, these are successful students who went through Ben Davis High School, went on to higher education and bigger and better things. Morden Anderson, let's go back way back, 1960, former NFL player and NFL's all-time leading scorer, Morden Anderson. So we've had young folks go through here, do awesome things when they left high school, did awesome things while they were at high school. And it's all because of parent involvement, and you had teachers that cared. Well, folks, the teachers still care. The administration still cares. There's only one person not at the table. Mama or papa or grandma or granddaddy, somebody saying, I'm in charge of this child, and my child is going to do great things, and together we're going to work together to get this done. So parents, I'm talking to you. If you listen to me, I am talking to you from one parent to another. Parental involvement reaps big benefits. You think about this. When they get older and they move out, they get their own apartment. They got their own money.
It's going to be hard. Because me now, I'm trying to get in a habit because I'll be going to college in about 5-6 months. So I'm trying to get in the habit of, like, my money spending, the way I spend my money, the way I save it and things like that, because it's going to be about priorities in college. And if I don't have my priorities right,
exactly,
it'll be a struggle.
And for the parents, being an empty nester sounds real good. But empty nester. The kids are out of high school. They're out of high school. They've gone to college. You take the room that they used to live in and you repaint it into your office. So when you come back home to visit, you got to sleep on the floor. On the couch. I took your bedroom and turned it into an office so I can make some more money and keep you away. But parents, you gotta stay involved with the young people. And that's my rant for today. I just wanted to rant a little bit about parental involvement. So I did, and that's what I did. And now I think it's time to go to class. And someone knocked at my door. And I got about 1 minute left. I just want to say hello to one individual who's got a the kids will talk to him later on today, right here in the school. A Ben Davis graduate, now in the United States Navy. I was going to say Marines because I'm a Marine. United States Navy, Andy Roddy.
Well, good morning, Emerson.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to see you. You got your uniform on.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been
a long time. And you graduated for what year?
08.
Oh, 2008.
Yep.
And where are you stationed at now?
Yokosuka, Japan.
Oh, man. What type of ship are you on?
I'm on a guided missile cruiser out there called the USS Calpins.
Oh, man. I need a whole special center. I'm jealous now. See, he's going to be here for the kids all this morning talking to young folks about life after high school. And, man, you're looking sharp. Got to get a picture of it for you, Levi.
Oh, you know what, Emerson.
Got to get a picture. And I think I got to close out and send these kids to class. But Andy Roddick, I know your parents were involved when you were in high school, and I guess the kids are going to find out. Maybe we'll have to get you in here and talk when next time you come home.
You know, I'm here until next Thursday. I was able to come home due to some family matters. Okay. I wasn't going to be able to at first,
yeah.
But thankfully the chain of command had my back, and we fought and fought and.
Man, you sound good. You sound grown up.
You know, I've tried. But
yeah,
I'm going to be here all morning talking to the students and
okay.
Letting them know that there's some stuff out there that they can get involved in.
Yes, sir.
Keep them away from some of the stuff I was into.
Yeah. Well, you look good. I'm proud of you. Folks, this man is growing up to a man. Man, yeah. So, okay, well, I got to close this out. Andy Reich's in the house talking to young folks, and we're going to leave it at that. So, to the parents. To the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Like Andy Roddick, this man is in a uniform for the United States Navy. He got ribbons. What do these ribbons mean for? Yeah, what is
one just happens to be a Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal for my.
I remember that one.
the East Wasp pin. Yeah, I just got this about 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
my NAM I got for countless work on board the ship. Something that WBDG and Ben Davis actually taught me was a little bit of work ethic. And the one to the left of that's good conduct, meaning I haven't gotten myself in trouble.
I have one
trouble.
Of those. One. No, I remember that good conduct one. I remember those. I had a couple of them when I was in the Marine Corps. Yeah, because we always called the Marines, well, I hate to say it, but the Navy called the Marines the Navy's Army all the time. But we had some good arguments. So no. We got along.
Knuckles.
Yeah. So that's a whole new show. To students, remember, your future is in the hands of one you hang with. So, okay, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like Andy Roddy right here. I am serious. I'm serious. Now, look, the proof is in, Bill Cosby would say, the proof is in the pudding. Folks, this pudding looks good. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants.
Amen.
See, Andy said, say it again.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
And pull your pants up. We don't want ourselves. Flop, make us. It says swap decks in the Navy.
Oh, yeah. I swap a deck every day.
We have met these boys. Mr. McKinney, if they sag a pen, make us swap a deck. But views expressed on school talk, necessarily views the embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. Class dismissed until next week. I'm going to talk to Andy on here on School Talk.